Now, I mentioned my five-year-old son a few minutes ago, this was when he was in kindergarten. At dinner one night, he said, "Dad," very seriously, "Dad, Christy in my class said she wants to marry me. Then she said she loves me. I don't want her to love me." So holding back a smile, I asked, "Well, Luke, how do you feel about Christy?" And he said, "Dad, I want to destroy her." Now, if we think back through our past, my guess is most of us have an ex-girlfriend or boyfriend where the thought of destroy is not too far off. But future counseling for my son aside, we tend to have the same love-hate relationship with strategy. On the one hand, we know it's crucial to our success. On the other hand, we don't want to have to add it to an already crowded to-do list. And the answer is really strategic thinking. Strategic thinking is using a new lens to view your business. It's not about adding more work. It's about enhancing your view of the work and improving your ability to perform it. And we can define strategic thinking very simply as our ability to generate or come up with new insights on a regular basis to help the organization. So strategic thinking is really about being able to generate those insights, not information. I think if I polled the audience, most of us would say, we got plenty of information coming in all kinds of reports and spreadsheets. What we don't have is insights. Insights are when we're able to pick one, two, three pieces of information, put that together in a unique way to come up with a new idea, a new approach, something that takes business as usual and puts it aside.